Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Glad you're here today, 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Appreciate you being here. Appreciate your thoughts. Feel free to weigh in on X. Feel free to weigh in on our YouTube chat. Shoot me a note, whatever you like. And we will do all that. We'll talk to our buddy Bill DiAgostino a little bit later today. Kerry Severino is going to break down two very important Supreme Court cases. One we touched on a little bit yesterday, which is around the issue of giving the president the ability to have accountability over the people who are on these independent boards and agencies that are part of the executive branch of government. And we'll do that. Bowen Levittown sent me a note. Rich, Eagles are 7-0 when they run more than pass. 1-5 when they pass more than run. Run the effing ball even more if they run the effing ball more even if they suck at it. Enjoy the show, Bo from Levittown. Thank you, Bo, for those thoughts on that. I appreciate that. And Tim says, Hurts screwed the pooch, as the Eagles deserve the loss. If you don't play good enough to win, you don't deserve to win. And the Eagles' O-line play was hot and cold. So, see, we don't talk just politics on this show. We can even talk sports. Even though I had to Google where the Chargers play last night to make a joke about something, but that's okay.
We got there in the end. That's all that matters.
I kind of figured it out. Just a dumb name. Sorry, it is. Weren't they the Shooters at one point?
No, they've always been the Chargers.
Always?
Yeah. They used to be in San Diego.
That's it, Tennessee. San Diego. Yes, that's what I meant. They moved. I knew that. Who was the team that changed their name? They were about the Bullets or something like that, right? And they changed their name?
That was basketball. The Washington Bullets became the Wizards.
That's what Yes. I was talking about basketball. I got sidetracked by football. I'm probably not going to the Whip anytime soon.
Wait, speaking of the Los Angeles Chargers, formerly the San Diego Chargers, the San Diego Chargers' former quarterback now is apparently back in the league, even though he hasn't played in 5 years, and he's a grandfather. He's like 45 years old, Philip Rivers. That's the wildest sports story of the week, actually.
He can still beat us. I mean, any grandpa can beat us, apparently. We can play a whole team of grandpas and still lose to him. We can literally play like the Cleveland Grandpas. Like a franchise to minor expansion team, the Cleveland Grandpas, and we would still lose, apparently, the way we're playing right now. So bring on the grandpas and the grandmas. Oh, speaking of which, Mama Zioli and Papa Zioli are coming to town. So there's that. That's fun. Good stuff. I think they're going to be with us on Friday, potentially at our broadcast for the Andy Chan block party, which, Matt, we got to figure out all the technical whoosie whatsies with that.
Yeah, well, I'll text you off air, but they've tested everything, and we're all set. We're good to go.
Good. Do I need to bring anything?
I don't believe so. I think we're set.
I am working on Friday, right?
Yeah, I hope so. Okay. It's just going to be me and Justin sitting there with mics at a table.
All right, that'll be fun. That'll be a nice day. We're looking forward to that. And then a week from this Friday is the Grand Hotel of Cape May, our last official live broadcast of the year at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. I don't know what 2026 is going to bring. So I wouldn't wait to say, I'll go next year. You never know what next year is going to bring. So I would come to this one on Friday, December 19th at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Okay, Justin, any good YouTube chat regarding our terrible football team that's playing like a midget team?
Basically the same thing that we've been saying. A bunch of people saying you should watch the Flyers. Yeah, I think they're fourth place in the Metro Division.
It's got to make Henry happy.
Yeah, I've always been a Flyers first. I've always grown up on hockey, playing hockey. So I'm always glad after. It's similar to the Phillies where it was like 10 straight years of being just in the doldrums. They're finally starting to come out on the other side of it. So I'm glad that hockey's finally going to hopefully make a resurgence with how bad the Eagles are playing in this city. Because nobody cares about the Flyers. Nobody cares about hockey in this city.
They should.
They really should.
I agree. Broad Street Bullies, baby. Let's bring it back. That's what I'm saying. I've been saying that for a while. I love hockey. Hockey's great. It's fun. It's a good time. They beat the crap out of each other. It's a lot of fun. Good to watch.
Great place to great sporting event to take your kids.
Absolutely. I want my kids to see other men beat the crap out of each other and then go to the penalty box. See, kids, that's life. That's consequences right there for your actions. Now, the other thing I'll say is that pitchers and catchers report on February 9th, which is, 2 months from today?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. So what we need to do is to start a countdown clock right now. Because I always look at when pitchers and catchers report for spring training as the official beginning of the end of winter. That's my metric for winter is coming to an end. Because in January and February, I get insanely, insanely frustrated with the weather. I don't like it. I don't like the cold and the dark and the gray. And so by the time pitchers and catchers report, for me, that's when my optimism begins to go back up. And I start to say, we are almost to the end of this nonsense. It's friggin' freezing. It's not even winter yet, and it's freezing. So 60 days. We'll start a countdown clock, all right?
Yeah, we could celebrate Kyle Schwarber signing a new contract.
Fantastic. There you go.
5 years, $150 million.
He's worth every penny in my book.
I wish I could get 5 years, $150 million.
You'd get 5 years with $150 at the way things are going here for us, so.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah. As far as what happens, though, with the president's speech tonight, we'll carry it live for you. I don't know if it'll start exactly on time, but we'll see. But well, the question will be how soon until the crazies on the left come out and say he's coming back to Pennsylvania because he's running for president. This is not about the midterms. This is not about what Susie Wiles said and him campaigning. Nope, he's coming because he's running for a third term. Well, you don't have to wait very long. Because tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist Joy Reid says the president is going to run and that the Supreme Court will let him stay in office. So now there's a whole variety of factors that would have to go into this to make this happen. But hey, nevertheless. So she's on with Charlemagne the God. And this is the clip of her ridiculous conspiracy theory, cut number 9.
Maybe he just stays. I mean, the last time he tried, if you think about what he did in 2021, he didn't try to run again. He just tried to not leave.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he did try this before, and now he got away with that, pardoned all the people who helped him he tried to just not leave. So why wouldn't he try it again now that he's been affirmed by the Supreme Court that there was nothing wrong with that, that he cannot commit a crime, that he can kill someone with SEAL Team 6 and get, and he literally is killing boats with SEAL Team 6, which is what the Supreme Court said he could do. They said he could sell pardons. He's doing that, we think. I mean, I don't know.
But can you just pause it for a second here? I don't know how long this clip is, but Either you stay or you leave. There's no try to stay. Either you stay or you leave. It's just how that works. And he didn't stay. He left. He didn't try to stay. He left. I watched him. We were live and we were mornings back then. I watched the president and the first lady walk out of the White House, get into Marine One, and I watched as Marine One took off and flew to Andrews Air Force Base for his final ride on Air Force One back to Mar-a-Lago. He didn't stay. So she's like, well, he tried to stay. How did he try to stay? Exactly. You either stay or you leave. Dictators, for example, don't leave. They stay. They go, I'm not leaving. I'm in charge of the military. Call up the military. Get everybody here. Go arrest my political opponents. Surround the White House. I'm not leaving. I'm staying. He didn't do that. I'm just wondering how you try to stay. Is she alleging that January 6th was how he tried to stay? Because if that's her theory, then why didn't he just stay anyway? I mean, he still had till the 20th or the 21st, I guess it was, till the inauguration. Plenty of time to still stay. Plenty of time. On the morning of the inauguration, he could have theoretically still stayed if he wanted to. Theoretically, he was still commander in chief. According to her insane theory, he could have just stayed. Even after Joe Biden was inaugurated, he could have just said, I'll just stay. I'm not leaving. I'm not going anywhere. And then I want to see who's loyal to me in the military and who's loyal to him. Or on Biden's way to the inauguration, have him arrested and tried for I don't know what. That's what they do in dictatorships. When I've followed history of these dictatorships, that's usually how it goes. Or they just have him killed. They just have the car blown up. And they're like, well, he's dead, so now I'll just stay. I guess. That's what they do in these wacko third world countries. They'll plant a bomb in the car. Guy's driving to the inauguration or his swearing-in ceremony, whatever it is. Car blows up. The guy in charge is like, that's a shame. I didn't know that could happen. But since he's dead, I guess I might as well just stay. And people are like, yeah, sounds good. Sounds good. See, I don't think that would actually fly in our country for a whole variety of reasons. I think there's a lot of things that would have to go into that in order for that to happen. Like the people that would be protecting the president-elect would have to go along with planting a bomb in his car. There's that. So they'd have to be complicit in murdering the president-elect. And then there's the whole issue of once the president-elect is dead. This is my new movie, I guess. So I'm coming up with the details in my head about this. Jack Carr, when I saw Jack Carr recently at the event, he said to me, he goes, when are you writing your book? And I said, I don't know. He said, when you write it, I want to give you a blurb. And I said, well, what if it stinks? He says, well, then I won't. I mean, that was a good answer. I mean, obviously, you know, if the book stinks, he's not going to give me a blurb. But assuming the book was good, he would give me a blurb. So maybe I'll write that. Maybe I'll write that book. Maybe I'll do that. I'll write this book where the president decides he doesn't want to leave. He's out of office and he decides to stay. And then he figures out what he's going to do is have the incoming president's limousine blown up. Have the vice president-elect arrested for, I don't know, manslaughter. It'd have to be a federal crime. Then he's going to have the military surround the White House. And then, yeah, I'll write that book. I don't know how it ends. Again, this is so crazy that I don't even know if a publisher would take this seriously or not. But and maybe I'll call it Inauguration Joy. That's a good title. That's a terrible title. But you know what I mean? It's in using Joy Reid as the inspiration for that. Inauguration Joy. And the president decides, the hell with it. You know, I'm not leaving. I'm president. I'm just going to stay. Yeah, the book's hero is Joy Reid. Yeah, she's she winds up sneaking into the White House. Maybe I'll put in a Navy SEAL component. Maybe SEAL Team 6 in a plot twist no one saw coming. Takes a break from killing boats, as she described it. I didn't even know you can kill a boat. And boats are inanimate objects. But the SEAL Team 6 takes a break from killing boats to sneak in the White House using the tunnels that JFK used to go see his Gumata. Allegedly. I don't know if that's true. That's one of those urban legends and one of those things that one day I want to find out for myself. Like, if I was president, it'd be the first thing I figured out. I would say, show me the tunnels. I want to see that. But then I would do other things, too, obviously. But then SEAL Team 6 infiltrates the White House through the tunnels and then arrests the president and drags him out of the White House using the tunnels. And the military surrounding the White House has no clue, gets the president out onto the ellipse. And he's like, and then they're like, now you're not president anymore because you're not in the White House. Because that's what makes you president, being in the White House. And then, like, another SEAL team sneaks the new president in. And then, oh, I know. Here's a great twist, too. We'll take the fake Oval Office that Biden used. And they have the president who won't leave. They give him a sleeping pill, and then they drag him out of the White House. He wakes up the next day. He goes to the fake Oval Office. He thinks he's still president, but he's not. And the new president sneaks into the real Oval Office. And as the old president starts to give a national address announcing that he's not leaving, the new president's like, "Aha, got you, sucker." And then he's really the president because. I don't think this is a good book. I don't think this is good. I feel like this is a terrible idea. As I'm fleshing out the details here live on the show, I don't think any of this works, actually. Why don't we just keep playing the clip? Let's do that. Go ahead.
Is, you know, transacting money for mm-hmm. pardons to happen. Mm-hmm. He's doing whatever he wants. So if he decides, right. I'm going to repeat my 2021 thing and just not leave, we'll go check him, boo. I'm just wondering who's going to be that person that's going to check him. I'm not sure. Not the Supreme Court? Mm-hmm. Won't they just be like, you know, we read the Constitution and we realized that maybe Trump could just stay. Like, are they going to stop him?
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. So we're just in the early stages of Democratic collapse.
Yeah.
Just go to happy hour. What are we going to do?
Lord have mercy.
Maybe he'll do an Irish goodbye. Did you ever think about that? Maybe he'll do that. He won't leave, but he won't stay. He'll just do the Irish exit. And you'd be like, where's the president? And then be like, oh, that's what I do when I go to things. I just, because as an Italian, leaving anything is not easy. You got to give a lot of hugs, a lot of kisses. Oh, I miss you. Well, I learned a long time ago. It really should be called the Italian goodbye, because most Italians have learned to do it now, given the fact that a goodbye for an Italian, particularly at an event with other Italians, could take anywhere from 2.5 to 5 hours. So most Italians just simply disappear like you were never there. And then that's what I do now. I just like, I go to the bathroom and then, you know, you're out of there. So, I mean, that's possible, too. Just another option. But Joy Reid is insane on every single level. Here's another clip of her. This is her now torching Merrick Garland for failing to catch the January 6th pipe bomber and release the Epstein files. Merrick Garland, who was Joe Biden's attorney general of the United States of America. All right, so here's cut 27. Take a listen.
I don't know why Merrick Garland escapes the smoke.
I don't understand why he escapes the smoke. Even the Epstein files thing, I'm like, wait a minute. You tell me 9 months into this administration, the podcast guys are claiming they caught the bomb. Now, I don't know if this young man is the person that put the pipe bombs in these. I don't know. But I know they said we solved the case in 9 months. Merrick Garland was there for 4 years. What were you doing? The Epstein files. Merrick, what were you doing? For 4 years, you had the same evidence, the same files. Why did you release them?
See, now, if Trump had stayed, I mean, if he had actually stayed and not just simply tried to stay or tried to not leave, I think is the phrasing she used, tried to not leave, then Merrick Garland never would have been there. You would have had the Epstein files and the J6 pipe bomber arrested. I'm just saying, Joy, just throwing it out there. Something to think about. If he had actually just said, I'm not leaving, if he had, can you just play the very beginning of that? I just want to make sure I use the correct phrasing here, the correct terminology of what she said. Go ahead.
I don't know why Merrick Garland.
No, I'm sorry, Justin, of the other clip, of the other insane clip of Joy Reid. The he won't leave clip.
Maybe he just stays. I mean, the last time he tried, if you think about what he did in 2021, he didn't try to run again. He just tried to not leave.
Yeah. Stop. Tried to not leave. Tried to not leave. I don't know what that even means. I don't think it's grammatically correct. Tried to not leave. I'm trying to not leave. It's like, you got to go. I'm trying not to leave, but this party is really, really boring. I'm trying not to leave, but this game stinks. I want to beat the traffic. I'm trying really hard not to leave. But it's like that, I guess. But then you eventually, what? Leave. Right. That's it. You eventually leave. So you could say, I'm trying not to leave, but this Eagles game stinks. I don't want to sit on traffic. You know, but that's different from saying, I'm staying. That's different. Anyway, we're going to hear a lot of that. I'm just letting you know that we're going to hear a lot of that because the president is speaking in Pennsylvania tonight. And it is the battleground state. It is the must-win state. And obviously the state everybody's going to be talking about again. So because of that fact, be prepared for a lot of this insanity. We've only just begun with the insanity. I'm telling you that. All right. Now, would you drive a little car? That's my question for you. Would you drive a little car? And let me know, because the president said we're going to have little tiny cars in America. Would you want one? And I want to tell you this. If you have not made your dentist appointment for the year, you still have a couple weeks to schedule an appointment with my friend, my dentist, Dr. Mike Venaria. Why Dr. Mike? Well, because for over 12 years in a row, Dr. Mike has been recognized by his peers as a master of complex, masterful dentistry. Dr. Mike treats other doctors. Dr. Mike is the expert. He's the one the experts call the expert. And they get him to handle the complex dental surgeries and procedures. So they put their name on the line for Dr. Mike. Maybe we could do with a little spin, too, where it's kind of like a Bronx Tale, where they shut the door of the Oval Office and look at the president and they go, "Now yous can't leave." Do that. That's a possibility. You know, something like that. You know, you know, Chaz Palminteri in there comes in. President's like, "You know what? Time to go. New president's getting inaugurated." Chief of staff walks in, shuts the door. Marines are there. "Now yous can't leave." It's like, "But I was going to go." "Well, now you can't. You're going to be president." "All right." It's just another plot twist. Just trying to work it out here. With Dr. Mike Venaria, it's about care. That's what it comes down to with him. Care. Care and compassion and commitment to your health. That's his top priority. The entire Zioli family goes to see Dr. Mike, including, of course, Mama Zioli, who first discovered him for our family. And when it comes to your health, including your dental health, you don't cut corners, all right? You don't do that. You want the best and only the best, and that's Dr. Mike. So make your appointment to get your free dental implant consultation today. If you already had an estimate, get a second opinion. It's worth doing. And if the dentist that you're at says you can't leave, and you try to leave, leave and go to Dr. Mike and get a second opinion. In other words, don't stay. Don't try not to leave. Just leave and go to Dr. Mike and get a second opinion, because you'll be happy that you did, because he's going to give you a beautiful smile and he's the best of the best. So that's what I want you to do today, all right? And don't let those dental benefits expire either. His office will help you work out all those details. 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020, or VenariaDental.com. My buddy, my friend, and the master of dental implants, Dr. Mike Venaria, VenariaDental.com.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Now, can the people on YouTube hear the music?
They still cannot, and they probably won't.
That's a shame. That's a great song.
Streets of the Bronx by Cool Change for those in the YouTube chat interested.
Navy Prepper, what is that? What is that emoji thing of what is that, a whale, a cookie monster? What is that? Rich, I heard you got a full-time gig at Fox. You did? I didn't hear that. Where'd you hear that? And then he puts a whale fish? What is that?
It's just one of YouTube's generic emojis. It's,
what does it mean, though?
It's I think it means it's either laughing or it's shouting, one of the two.
Is he laughing at me or shouting at me? I haven't mentioned Fox once on the show today. But anyway, thanks to we have some people who serve our country on the YouTube chat. So thank you for that. Thank you for your service. Appreciate that very, very much. All right. Well, listen, we're here. We appreciate you being here today. Now, there are people already lining up. They've been lining up for a long time right now for President Trump's economic rally in Mount Pocono, Pennsylvania tonight. 20 degrees out, and they were lining up. This is what I mean about getting the president out, on the campaign trail, getting him out to turn out people like this, who may not come out and vote for other Republicans. This is what has to happen. So Newsmax went out there. This is a Newsmax report of the people lining up to be there for President Trump's rally tonight in beautiful Mount Airy Lodge. Cut number 10.
So we are here at Mount Airy Resort and Casino. That is where the event will be tonight with the president. We are about a couple hours out from it now, but let me show you. People are already lined up here, ready to see the president tonight. They are excited that he's hitting the road and touting affordability. You see, they're pretty excited here. I actually want to point out Ed, who we ran into each other back in the 2024 at the New Hampshire primary, recognized him out here today. Tell me how many rallies you've been to and why you wanted to be out here today for his presidential visit now.
Today will be my 113th Trump rally.
Wow.
Yes, we met almost 2 years ago where there were 7 rallies in 7 days in New Hampshire in advance of the primary. But I'm from Brick, New Jersey. It's about maybe 140 miles from here. And I actually got here about 2:30 in the morning. It was 1 degree Fahrenheit. It was kind of cold. Now it's warm and toasty at about 18 degrees.
I know. These guys have been in line since 10 a.m. They have a couple more hours to go. It is pretty cold out here, Nicole. But tell me why you wanted to be here to hear the president. What do you expect to hear from him on his message of affordability?
Hope, optimism, hope to raise my spirits. We lost affordability in this country between 2021 and 2025 when the Democrats deliberately destroyed our economy. I once entertained the fantasy a decade ago where I thought I could retire early. I'm 66. I thought I could actually retire early and do the things I wanted to do. But no, now I've been dipping into my savings every month till I pay the bills. I think our great President Trump is in the right direction in New Jersey for the first time in years. For the first time since he was president last time, gasoline is once again under $3 a gallon. That's a start. That's a really important start. I thought I'd never see that again. But I'm also here because, you know, one day these rallies are going to come to an end. I mean, and a Trump rally is the greatest show on earth. There's nothing like it.
I can tell you like coming out to them since this is over 100 rallies for you. And you can take a look at the line too, Nicole. Folks are still coming out here in the cold weather, lining up to see the president. It starts at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern here. The president will be talking about his affordability message, taking that on the road for the very first time here to northeastern Pennsylvania.
Now, among young voters, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, leads among young Democratic voters in a hypothetical 2028 presidential primary, according to a new survey. It's a Yale Youth poll. was released yesterday, shows AOC with a double-digit lead over former Vice President Kamala Harris, who says, by the way, and this is one of the more insane things that I've heard about Kamala Harris, and I've heard a lot of very insane things that have been said by Kamala Harris, but essentially now she's suggesting that she deserves basically a monument. I understand the focus on 28 and all that, but there will be a marble bust of me in Congress. I am a historic figure like any vice president of the United States ever was. The ego on this woman is amazing. And it's the kind of thing that happens usually after you're drinking. You're like, you know, I deserve a bust. I'm historic. I'm a historic figure. You people don't understand. You don't understand. I'm historic. All right. I should get a bust. That's kind of what that is. Josh Shapiro, however, has nothing but kind things to say. I'm sorry, nothing but negative things to say about Kamala Harris. This battle's heating up big time. And Gavin Newsom has a new book out. This is where the state of the Democrat Party is right now going into 2028. They're a freaking mess. They're a mess. Here's Josh Shapiro from MS Now, Simone Sanders, and this is the governor, Cut 14.
That is raising some eyebrows. Here's a quote, and you are describing former Vice President Kamala Harris here. It says, I mean, she's trying to sell books and cover her ass. Sorry, standards. Shapiro snapped, I shouldn't say cover her. Word I shouldn't say on standards. I think that's not appropriate, Shapiro said. His tone was suddenly collected. She's trying to sell books, period. What were you trying to signal in that moment, sir? You want to parse this out for us?
No, there's no parsing. Look, I stand by what I said. I think the way in which the author described my emotion, frankly, was not accurate. But the words are mine, and I stand by them. I think what was relayed to me by that author that the vice president had written about me just simply wasn't true. And, you know, I think the vice president and I had very and continue to have very candid conversations. And I think the way in which it was articulated to me what was said was certainly not accurate.
Okay, so this is the battle right now. It's happening within the Democrat Party. Then you have Gavin Newsom's hair releasing a book after he's done doing his swami poses and crushing his lack of man junk by the way he's sitting. He's got a new book coming out. It's called Young Man in a Hurry. It's his biography. This is his memoir. This guy got such a freaking ego on him. He's already written his memoir and his biography. It reminds me so much of Andrew Cuomo writing about his success in defeating COVID in the middle of COVID. And then, of course, having that paid for by the taxpayers and turns out didn't even write the friggin' book. And you know Gavin Newsom didn't write this book either. I mean, stop. Like, stop. This is why ghostwriters exist, for this very, very reason. But here he is bragging about his new book, Cut 21.
This is not the book you'd expect me to write. It's a story about the people that, for, well, better or worse, make us who we are, made me who I am.
Oh, God.
The hopes that drive us forward, the failures that send us reeling, and the immense burden of grief and regret. Nobody's family is easy. Nobody's story is tidy, and I'm no different. A lot of people look at me, the stark white shirt, the blue suit, and, yeah, the gelled hair, and they think, oh, I know this guy. I know this guy better than I'd ever want to know him.
Stop it.
I get it.
Stop it. That's enough. I can't take any more of this. But gelled hair, though, at least he's acknowledging, and he's proud of that, by the way. He is. Don't think for a second that he's onto the fact that he's a caricature of himself, and he sounds like it is. It's like an AI. If you had AI create a thing of Gavin Newsom selling his own book, it would be that, talking about how handsome he is. That's basically what he's saying. He's like, I know people see me. I'm so handsome with my crisp white shirt, my blue suit, my gelled hair. I'm perfect. But actually, I've had a long struggle to get to this level. He's one of the biggest narcissists I've ever seen in my life. And he's a political shapeshifter. He will be whatever he has to be. Gavin Newsom will be whatever Gavin Newsom has to be. That's what he does. That's what he does. And it's just nauseating. And I can't listen to another word of that. I can't listen to another word of that. But the good news for you is that we are going to get to watch these clowns. Then they're clowns, and they're all going to be performing like clowns for the next several years. One of them is Jasmine Crockett, who's going to get her blank handed to her in the race for United States Senate in Texas. Oh, she's going to lose spectacularly. She's going to make Beto O'Rourke look like it was a close race. She might make it look like Beto O'Rourke won In his mind, he did. Beto. That's right. That's not his real name, as you know. But anyway, Jasmine Crockett, who's now running for the U.S. Senate in Texas. Why am I sharing this with you? Because we are surrounded by crazy Democrats. That's why. There is not a single person in 2028 who makes me nervous. Not one. Not one. It would be Shapiro, except I don't think he can get out of the primary because of the anti-Semitism in the Democrat ranks. So I'm not worried about him. There is not a single Democrat on the horizon that makes me nervous. Not one. Look, if you want a bellwether as to why I'm not concerned right now, the way that they are all clown showing, and this clown show is about to heat up in a big way right after midterms. It'll heat up a little bit because what will happen is they're going to hit the campaign trail next year and they're going to start going out to all these different blue races, try to get their mugs and all the shots with all the candidates. You watch. But then after midterms, this clown show heats up full time. And Gavin Newsom's like the clown in It. He's like Pennywise, the dancing clown. He'll pretend to be your friend, then he'll rip your freaking arms off. That's the kind of guy he is. And then you got Jasmine Crockett running. Now, luckily, she loves attention and she loves the camera. And the more that we can show Jasmine Crockett to America, the more that we can show this individual to the United States of America and say, this is the Democrat Party. This is who the Democrat Party is. She calls Trump Temu, Hitler, tangerine, fascist, all the things that she says. And her entire race is all about stopping Donald Trump. That's it. That's her entire platform right there. Here she is starting to cry during her announcement for the United States Senate. Now, you think, why not save the tears for the night of your election after you lose the United States Senate seat? Great question. Great question. But those will be tears of sadness. These are tears of joy, I guess. Cut 12.
Right now, many people wonder why I jumped in this race so late. And I just want to be clear that this was never my intention. This was never about me. I never put myself into any of the polls.
Fake tears. I'm calling it out. Fake.
Listen.
Fugazi.
My question was, which congressional seat would I be running for? And for Texas 30, I love you, Texas 30.
Oh, that's enough of that. I can't take it. There's such a phony. Such a phony. These people are all phonies, aren't they? They make me nauseous. The president sat down with Dasha Burns. He had a very long chat with Politico's Dasha Burns for the Conversation podcast that they did. And one of the things about the Supreme Court came up. It's interesting because we've got great justices on there, but they're older. And the question she asked him is a very good question, actually. What about Justice Thomas? What about Justice Alito? They're getting up there in age. What do we do about that? And the president makes a point about the Supreme Court that I think everybody should heed, and it'd be wise to heed this, and it's exactly the reason why I've said Republicans should not kill the filibuster. Because it needs to be preserved, and I know people say, well, Democrats will do it, but they didn't, because there were Democrats like Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema who stopped them. At some point, if the Democrats get back in charge, they want to kill the filibuster, pack the Supreme Court, make Puerto Rico a state, make D.C. a state, run the table on everything, and then probably abolish the Electoral College. Even though Trump won the popular vote, too, they still will probably try to abolish the Electoral College. They'll try to do everything. They will be an absolute power grab like you've never seen before. So this is a good question. The president's got a couple years left in his term. There are a lot of great conservative justices out there, judges out there. There are a lot of great originalist, textualist judges out there. Should we put them on the court now? Should we put them on the court now while the president has the control of the White House, has the Senate, and there's no filibuster for Supreme Court justices? They got rid of that, so we don't have to worry about that. Put some younger judges on the court now, have them be there for the next 30, 40 years versus risk the Ruth Bader Ginsburg syndrome, which is you let the person stay on the court, they die in the seat, and then the other party gets to appoint that person. It's an interesting dilemma because these are two of the finest Supreme Court justices you can imagine. So here's the question. Excellent question by Dasha Burns. Cut 8.
You want to see one of the justices on the Supreme Court retire so you can put in one more before the end of your term?
Well, the Democrats want to flood the court.
Thomas is 77, Samuel Alito is 75. Do you want one more on there?
Well, I hope they stay because I think they're fantastic, okay? Both of those men are fantastic.
Before I let you go, I want to ask...
I will say this. The Democrats want to pack the court. They want to have 21 justices. That would be a terrible thing for this country.
Yeah, they do want to pack the court. They want a mini legislature is what they want. And they're openly saying it. And don't forget another clown who wants to run for president is Cory Booker. He just got married recently. Count Grantangelo Spartacus Booker in the Tears of Rage band, he just got married. Now, the beard that he's married to, who looks exactly like his ex-girlfriend Rosario Dawson, the creepy how much she looks like her. Creepy, as if you took Rosario Dawson and then had a 3D printer print out, you know what I mean? I print out an exact replica. That's how freaking creepy it looks. But he's going to run too. I mean, it's a clown show. It is an absolute clown show. But it is a legit question, though, to ask of whether or not, even though they're outstanding justices, we have other judges who are equally of mind in terms of their thinking of the originalism and textualism of the Constitution. Should we put them in now and not risk a Democrat getting back in the White House and then having a situation where Democrat gets to appoint two Supreme Court justices and now you've just completely flipped the balance of the court in a very, very bad way? Remember what I said back in 2016? Nobody will ever admit now that they were against Trump back in 2016. But in the fall of 2016, it looked like there were going to be a number of Republicans who stayed home. It was a very, very bitter primary. It was a vicious primary. People didn't believe Trump was sincere. And I would beg people on the radio show. We were in afternoons. I would beg every day. I'd say this race is about the Supreme Court. Because if Hillary Clinton gets in there, she will appoint justices and they will redefine this country for the next 50 years. And I think everybody agrees that President Trump has appointed some outstanding judges to the court. Look, I was skeptical of Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh's been great. I know Amy Coney Barrett has disappointed us on some decisions, but some of her decisions have been excellent. And of course, I think Justice Gorsuch is fantastic. So it is a real question of whether or not that should occur. I don't have an answer to that, but I would bet you though that it's going to be a conversation that starts to evolve a little bit, given that the Democrats blame for all of their love of the notorious RBG, for all of that, they are angry that she didn't get off the bench sooner, and they're angry that happened. And then, but there was another one, Matt, too, right? Didn't another Democrat die during Trump's first term or something? Or
I don't think.
Was it Souter? Did Souter die or somebody die?
Well, Souter did die, but he wasn't on the court.
No. It was just her, huh?
Yeah. Well, Anthony Kennedy stepped down, but he was sort of a wishy-washy conservative justice.
Yeah, he was a fake Republican appointee, Anthony Kennedy.
It is weird that, like, Democrats never miss when they make their judicial selections, and the Republican hit rate is not super high.
No, it's not.
One concern replacing Thomas or Alito.
Agreed.
I don't know that you're necessarily going to find another Clarence Thomas. Clarence Thomas is one of a kind, as far as I'm concerned.
And I agree. And Alito, too. And he's from Jersey. Yeah. So you got to find a guy like him, a Jersey guy, true and true, who won't let you down. You know what I mean? Because
do you want to be on the Supreme Court?
I'd love to be on the Supreme Court. It'd be awesome. You know, I don't have to be a judge, you know. I don't have to be a lawyer.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
That's what I should have asked for when Trump said, I want your ratings to go to zero. I should have said, well, if you win, will you make me a Supreme Court justice? That was my moment. Forget the White House Easter egg roll. It'd be amazing. Who else did he appoint? He appointed Gorsuch, Barrett, and Kavanaugh, right? Just those three?
Yep. Yeah, those are his three appointments.
Yeah. I mean, Barrett's let us down on a couple things, but for the most part, I mean, it would have been way worse if Hillary Clinton had appointed any Supreme Court justices, no doubt about that. So, all right, that's we got a lot to do. That is that's the thing. We'll hear what he has to say tonight in Pennsylvania. We'll bring it to you live tonight at 6 o'clock, and we'll do that as we continue along with the show. We'll get into our happy hour a little bit. We'll talk to Bill D'Agostino from the Media Research Center. The question for you is, would you buy a tiny car? We'll get into that in the next hour as well, even though we're not done with this hour. But I'm going to play for you what the president had to say on that issue and then ask you if you would buy one. All right. But this is the... before I go to break, I want to play. Actually, I'll take a quick break. I'll come back. More of the president's conversation with Dasha Burns from Politico. What about Maduro and Venezuela? Are we about to go to war in Venezuela? Is that going to happen? And wait till you hear what the president had to say about Ilhan Omar and the fraud regarding Somalia. Don't go away.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So the guys who we had on yesterday, Matt, the guys from Cupid TV, Evan and Parham, their chief creative officer for Cupid TV, Rutgers University, posted on LinkedIn. I don't often use LinkedIn. Probably should use it more. It's not every day that your CEO goes on Fox News, The Five, and The Rich Scioli Show, also being featured as top 10 in culture and top 15 in tech on Substack. Seeing that level of momentum firsthand sets the tone for the entire team. Excellent stuff. I will figure out how I can share that. I'll repost it, actually. Yes.
I was going to say, the video is up on YouTube of the full interview, and then I believe it was tweeted out from the WPHT accounts. I think I had that scheduled for 4 o'clock today, but I can send it your way as well.
And then they reposted it on Instagram, but I didn't get a chance to... I can't be a collaborator still, right? We haven't figured that out?
No, as far as I know, it's disabled for some reason. It's an Odyssey thing.
Okay. That's freaking stupid, but you know what I mean?
Makes no sense. Yeah, I try to add you as a collaborator, it won't actually post. It just freezes it. Puts it in limbo.
All right, well... that's too bad. Anyway. All right. Do you have any of the beautiful Mount Airy Lodge commercials?
Yeah, we have three of them. I'll let Justin just kind of go down the list if he wants, starting with the first.
Okay. So when I was a kid, I used to watch these commercials and the jingle got in my head. And since the president's going to be at, they don't call it Beautiful Mount Airy Lodge anymore. I think they call it Mount Airy Resort. I think they changed the name, or Mount Airy Casino or something. But for those of us who grew up around here, you probably remember these commercials. They are fantastic. Couples in champagne glasses. great. All right. So, Justin, what do you got? What do we have?
I'm just going to go down the line. We got three of them back to back. Yeah. Do you want to give a little commentary? Or you want me to just go back to back to back?
Go ahead. Give a little commentary.
Now's the perfect time. And the season is just right. You can play all day and dance into the night. At beautiful Mount Airy Lodge, all you have to bring is your love of everything.
Yes, that was it.
1-800-441-4410.
All you have to bring is your love of everything. And the dude's shirtless, sitting there kissing her. Yes. Skiing, and they got the couple by the fire. He's kissing her on the nose. Oh,
that
man.
I don't like
so creepy.
I didn't like the end of that at all.
No, it's really, really creepy. All right, give me another one.
So we got two more to change your mind, DeSantis.
Oh, that's the worst one.
I think so. All right, give me another one.
Yeah.
Every kind of winter fun at Mount Airy Lodge or Pocono Gardens. Beautiful rooms, fabulous food, headline entertainment. Winter, spring, summer, fall. Call 966-7210 for reservations at Pocono Gardens and...
Beautiful Mount Airy Lodge.
Come on, how catchy is that tune? You can't forget that. You can't forget that. And then you see that hot tub in the room? And they had a picture of Rodney Dangerfield there performing, and I don't know who else they had. It's a little blurry, but... That was great. Can you call that? Does that number still work? Can we try that?
I give it a shot. I noticed the number changed between commercial one and commercial two.
We should call and see if they answer. That would be funny. Let's see if Beautiful Mount Airy Lodge is still taking calls at that number. And all you have to bring is your love for everything. That's it. All right, one more, and then we'll go to break and get Bill DiAgostino with us. Go ahead.
Now is the perfect time to reserve the all-sports package at Mount Airy Lodge, Pocono Gardens, or Strickland's. Enjoy swimming, tennis, boating, beautiful accommodations, fabulous food, and a special price. Right now, this $110 value is yours for only $75. Call 1-800-441-4410.
All you have to bring is your love of everything. Beautiful Mount Airy Lodge.
See the dude bring her a pineapple drink? That's the symbol for swingers.
There were a lot of bikini babes in that one.
Bikini babes, and the dude walks over with a giant pineapple. Not like a drink with a pineapple slice. A giant friggin' pineapple filled to the brim and with an umbrella straw. Basically saying, come swing here. Come swing with me.
A subliminal message there.
100%. Now, Newman Price says he needs to make throwback songs like this. Newman, would you make one for the show about listening to the show? Just do it with a throwback 80s jingle kind of thing. Because, I mean, really, all you need, all you got to bring to for this show is your love of everything, and that's it. That's all you need, all right? All we need is Bill DiAgostino giving us the latest in corporate media garbage. We'll do that straight ahead as we get into our happy hour, so don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.